Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. My control. Control of what I say, control of what I do. And this time I'm gonna do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. 'Cause it's all about control. And I've got lots of it.
Sorry about that, guys. I had a little bit of a floozy, shall I say. I had to start the show off right, and I played that whole song for a reason. You guys will find out about it later. But anyway, welcome to Ignite at Night, everybody. My name is Shalia.
Hey, everyone. My name is Vanessa.
Hey, guys. My name is Ambria.
And we are the Innovation Crew. And Shalia is extremely pissed. So, today is day 7 of an Ignite at Night Christmas, and we're going to have a great time despite of what happens. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, explain to you guys what happened later. But first, I have exciting news for all of you John Wick fans. Have you guys seen the movie John Wick starring Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
I loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah, I heard y'all say that. Especially you, Vanessa. I honestly didn't think it was that good. It was a good movie. It just felt like something was missing to me.
Girl, you are literally tripping. What? That movie was so good.
That movie was like one of the best movies I've ever watched.
Yes, it was still with the right amount of action. It was so good.
The devil, honey, please. That movie was not all that, okay? It was good, but it wasn't, like I said, it was missing something.
Yeah.
But
you a hater.
I am a little lit today because I found out something that you guys are going to hear. But I'm excited for you guys because they're having a John Wick 2. Actually.
Really?
They are. I have no clue on what it's going to be about. I mean, I think that seemed like a one-time movie to me. Like, what else are they going to write about?
I don't know what it would have been about. Like, I thought it was a great ending. Everything came together pretty nicely. So I wasn't expecting a part two.
I have no clue what it would be about.
You know how in Taken, it ended like how it did, and then the people who he killed, their people kind of came back and tried to kill him, whatever. With John Wick, like, the people he killed is going to kind of, like, come back on him.
I was just going to say, like, he was so good, they knew not to mess with him. Like, it would be dumb for them to try to come back again.
Yeah, but see, like, you know, people that is dumb like that for real. So, I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
The first one was great, so I don't know.
I don't mind them having a part two. I'm not going to complain.
Well, yeah, a lot of people said that, so we'll see what that's going to be about. One person in particular told me at DECA that he liked the movie. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I remember that conversation. The same conversation about 6 Days is great, too, but that's different. Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, all of you people who also are fans of The Matrix, now, did y'all like that movie?
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, then, you'll be excited because John Wick 2 is being filmed now in Brooklyn, and, you know, his co-star from The Matrix, Lawrence Fishburne, will be in this with him. So I want to see how that's going to turn out. That'll be pretty exciting.
Really? I'm excited. I have great expectations for that movie. I'm so excited. I can't wait for it to come out.
But anyway, Vanessa, tell us what's going on in this crazy world.
Okay, so in this crazy world today, I read this article. It was basically about this guy going on a rampage because he got a ticket and he shot into two people's car on a highway, and he killed two people, and he just kept on going, shooting into people's car. He injured a few more people, and he finally got stopped by the police in a mini little car chase. So what do you guys think about that? Because I think he's a lunatic. I think, like, he's crazy.
Crazy. Psycho.
Yeah.
People, because you have to fix it. I mean, learn how to drive. Follow the rules of the road. Like, what is wrong with you?
He got a ticket for a DUI, so.
Well, he, like I said, learn the rules of the road. You're not supposed to drink and drive because, number one, that puts your life at risk. They're trying to keep you from dying and other people's lives at risk.
He's stupid for that.
And that's why you gotta stay prayed up in this world. That's all I gotta say. Jesus.
Yeah, really, that was just really random and crazy for no reason. Like, so other people have to lose their lives because you don't know how to handle yourself. Like, you don't know not to drink and drive. Like, that's dumb.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Very dumb and crazy. Y'all know what else is dumb and crazy?
What else is dumb and crazy?
People who so-called think they know music, but they don't. Well, if you're a little confused, I'm going to tell y'all. You guys know the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame little inductee vote thing that was going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the people who they're inducting came back. And it's not who's on the list, it's who's not on the list, but who was a nominee. So, this is who got inducted. NWA, Pop to Them, Deep Purple, Who the Heck Is That, Cheap Trick, Cards Chosen, Who Is That, Steve Miller, Who Was That, in Chicago. Like a,
really?
A city, not a, that's a city. What does it have to do with music? But who's not on this list, you guys?
Who?
Janet Jackson. Can you believe that? Are these people out of their minds? Like, seriously. Seriously. How do you not induct the queen, the best live performer of all time, Rhythm Nation, all these girls with a Janet Jackson braid still trying to catch up to what she did 5 years ago? How did you not call that her? No, more than 5 years ago, over 20 years ago.
And you guys know how they induct people into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? How they get the nominee?
No, not really.
Well, basically, you would be inducted 25 years after your first album. And her first album came out in 1987. But ever since the Super Bowl incident, I'm sure everyone knows about that. That's when they've been asking Lily Sadie, and that's been the cause for why she hasn't been inducted. And you know her fans, including me, have been going on the rampage to get Janet inducted. So finally, when she's a nominee, they don't induct her. Which is crazy. I mean, out of everybody on this list, she's definitely number one person who deserves it. Say the truth. Let's be real, people. Come on, y'all. I don't know why y'all smiling. Y'all know that's the truth. She deserved it out of everybody on this list.
I mean, I agree.
But I don't really think you can really say anybody deserves it more than anybody. It's just who they felt should be on there.
In what way? Girl. This woman that sold over 100 million copies, Beyonce, Britney Spears, all of these so-called, well, you know, they are great people. I'll give them that. But who did they get inspired by? This Queen Janet Jackson. All these girls wearing these poetic
girl,
dresses.
Girl, you can't tell you always, this. You try to.
That's the truth. If you listen to these people, they say Janet Jackson is their inspiration. Which she is. I mean, she's like the true originator of all these female live performers. You know, if they don't copy from her, they copy from somebody that copied from her. So it's basically like copying from her. So really, in this list, let's truly be real. Now, you guys know I actually love NWA. I had their albums. My dad bought me their albums a long time ago, so I know them. But honestly, I can truly say, and I'm not trying to sound like a hater, the only reason they're on this list is because of that movie, and y'all know it. You know
it. I mean,
but
at the same time, just like you say Janet Jackson deserves it, apparently they do too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm saying what triggered getting inducted. That movie, if that movie would have not come out, and they probably wouldn't have been nominated for this. And y'all know that. It's true.
It's true.
Stop telling everybody the lessons. look, they got inducted, just, you know, your props, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, they were a very influential group. So, I mean, I think they deserve it, just like Janet Jackson, she deserves it too.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't really force them. They already did it. So whoever they pick, you can't get mad. Well, you can get mad, but still, I don't know. I think he does deserve to be a part of it, but there's nothing you can do now.
Right.
I mean, how do you get end up? I don't care if I'm a hater, but, you know, I'm only putting NWA because the other four people are irrelevant. I never even heard of them until I looked at the list. I'm like, who is this? Why is Queen not on here? Jesus. Oh, gosh. And I bet some of them
are trying to
You know what? Everything happens for a reason. Singing cool. It could be an honor. I'm so serious. One of my dreams. I think it'll happen.
Shalia.
Well, here's another jam that I love.
I've been waiting for you. No, please.
Someday Tonight by Janet. It's a little too real for some folks, so I won't say the whole thing. But basically, you guys, she deserved it. She didn't get it. But her success is award enough. You know, no one can ever do it like.
Congratulations to all of you nominees who got nominated, especially NWA. They really do deserve it, so that's great. So, you guys, another question. Guess what celebrity is probably going to run for president now? And I'm not talking about Kanye West.
Well, the only person I know is Michael Kors.
Yeah.
Who in the world is that?
Who's running for president?
Will Smith.
Are you serious?
No, he's not. She's not,
this
though.
Is what
can't.
Let me explain the story.
Go ahead and explain the story, girl. Get the juice.
The water. I got it. Go listen.
He will run for president to prevent Donald Trump from being elected. His community is following in both the U.S. and the U.S. He responded to the controversy in CBS Sunday Morning saying, if people keep saying all the crazy kinds of stuff they've been saying, they're going to force me to the political arena. Then he was at the position, but he clarified by saying, I mean, I got to be president. Come on. What else
would I run for? Yes, I mean, honestly, I don't think he was being serious. He's not really going to run for president. Like, it was just a joke.
I mean, I know, but would y'all still vote for him if he did run for real?
Definitely, I would. Definitely.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I think I would too. Even though he's with all that little Scientology crazy stuff,
I think I'll believe in him because I think he has common sense. Like, I would rather vote for him than some of these other idiots running around here talking about someday trying to be president. Because, like, what are they going to be president of? Like, not the United States of America, because you're really being foolish.
Yeah. And Donald Trump, are y'all talking about too, if you're listening?
That's what I'm talking about. Wink, wink.
Yeah, double wink.
I really feel like I think he'll consider everybody and not just, you know, himself if he's a president.
I definitely do agree with y'all, so. Will Smith, if you do decide to run, we are for you at all. Definitely for you. But I found this funny. Somebody said they'd both rather Jaden Smith than Will Smith. I'm like, no. Now, Jaden Smith's on a different level. I'm sure y'all know that. He into all other type of weird.
I don't know what's going on with Jaden Smith. He went from America's, you know, sweetheart and Karate Kid to I want to do this and the other to my body.
Yeah, but I still love him. He's still cute. And he has a cute, like, 30-year-old white girlfriend, so he ain't that crazy. He's got his thing going on. But, guys, that's the end of our live show. In the podcast, we will be discussing, is homosexuality a trend? Tune into our podcast after this show posts. Okay, you all. So, big topic I wanted to discuss. We're going to talk about, is homosexuality a trend? And I want to hear what you guys think. But first, I'm going to play another classic hit song by Janet Jackson that clarifies why she should have been nominated. And it's not. Here's I Get Lonely. Don't we all get lonely, you guys?
Thank you. crying like a newborn child, holding myself close, pretending my arms are yours.
Again, another classic by the Queen Janet Jackson, and Natalie No More. Ambria, guess what?
Should I say what? Well, I already said it. What?
Chicken butt.
Guess why?
I'm kidding. Actually, I was going to say, you know, that's your ringtone when you call me. That's your personal ringtone.
Because you love me.
I gave that to you ever since you invited me over to your house for Thanksgiving. That was so sweet of you. See, that's sweet, Ambria. And then when I meet you, you're like rough Ambria, like a little bully or with braids and cornrows or something. I don't know.
It's not true.
And Fatma's a little mediator. Shout out to you, Fatma, if you're listening. I know you do. You're our number one fan. But anyway, let's get into this discussion topic. So, I'm sure you guys know Keke Palmer's little sexy video, I Don't Belong to You. You seen that, right, Ambria?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. really couldn't miss it.
Is she on the other side?
We gonna talk about it. So, Kiki Palmer's little sexy video, I Don't Belong to You, you know it struck a lot of controversy, and everybody, including me, was asking, is she this her way of coming out? Because for those of you guys who didn't see it, the video opens up with Kiki leaving a guy behind, and it closes with her arriving at a girl's house in some sexy clothing. So we were like, woo, what is going on? But anyway, she spoke to People Magazine about it, and this is what she said. She said about her sexuality, she said, the video was to represent the young women today. It's not the traditional woman anymore and not the specifics. Am I gay? Am I straight? Am I bi? I'm making the rules for myself, and I don't have to be stuck down to one label. I don't feel the need to define nothing to nobody because I'm always changing. They say that I'm this or I'm that when I might not be tomorrow. No, why say that I'm this or that when I might not be tomorrow? I'm going to follow my own feelings and my own heart. So if you ask me, I feel like she's, I don't know. What am I trying to say, Ambria? I feel like she's not saying she's fully gay, but she's saying that maybe she has an interest in girls. What do you think?
I feel like she's confused, or not so much as confused. I feel like she's experimenting and she's living her life, which I don't blame her because, you know, she's young. She just turned, I think, I'll say 21. No, she's not that old. And we watched her grow from a little girl into a woman. So I think, you know, she's trying to live, being that her entire life was just on screen with her. I think she's just trying to, you know, test the water.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And she is really sweet, and she's so beautiful. When I was on the set with her in Joyful Noise, God, she is so beautiful in person. I mean, she's beautiful in pictures too, but in person, she's really beautiful. And she's so sweet and nice. But that brings us into our discussion topic. Do you think that homosexuality is becoming a trend now? I totally, a million percent believe that. I think gay is the new cool to people. I mean, you see it everywhere. What do you think?
I think that people who are honestly and, like, really feel as if they are attracted to the same sex. Now, those people, you know, that's not where my problem comes. My problem comes within the younger generation who just decide up and decide one day they want to be attracted to the same sex, but then the next day, opposite sex, then the next day, it's something totally different. Those people who, you know, with the trend, those people who actually are gay or bisexual, but because they feel like it's a trend. That's my problem sometimes. You're not being honest with yourself. You're just doing what you see other people doing.
Exactly. I even know a few people at school like that. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, Amber, right? The next day, I'm gay. It's so annoying. And I don't like it. I feel like, I don't know what it is. I feel like a lot of homosexual stuff, not to be rude, but don't you feel like nowadays, especially with media, they're like shoving it down our throat?
I wouldn't say shoving it down our throat. I would say that we live in a world now where, you know, society used to be so unaccepting of certain things, and now they're accepting everything with open arms. And so I feel like they're taking that and they're running with it. And they're saying, you know, since you accept us now, and since you accept this now, you know, saying we're going to do what we can do. Because, you know, society is always changing. And I guess people feel like, well, for now, this is what's high, this is what's in. So from this, I'm going to do what I can right now while it's in, so that when it's not in, you know, I won't have a problem, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, but, yeah, we really are accepting a lot of things now, and it's crazy. A lot of people think, a lot of people don't agree with this. Some people do. To me, as long, you know, it doesn't affect my life, so it doesn't really matter to me.
I mean, yeah, but I do feel like, I get what you're saying. That is true. We are becoming accepting. I mean,
you know, gay marriage is legal now everywhere in America, so that's definitely a step forward for us. I also feel, just think about it, on every popular TV show, there is at least one gay character. It's got to be a gay couple on every show now. Even on Disney Channel, it's a gay couple. And I honestly feel like it's like they're doing it on purpose, and it's like you see it everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but see, that's kind of like, you know, how the black community complains when we don't see a black person on TV. You know, they don't want anybody to feel offended by, you know, seeing things on TV. And so they try to include everybody, and they try to target, you know, everybody, so nobody will feel be offended by what they do.
Yeah.
I think that's why you see it in most shows now, on most movies, whatever. That's why I think that that's, you know, being shown.
And also because it's becoming a new trend. It is becoming a trend.
But I don't want to offend anybody by saying their sexuality is a trend, if you know what I'm saying. Like, if that's what you want to do, then that's fine. But at the same time, don't do it just because you see other people doing it. Don't do it because it's a, you think it's a trend, and you think it's like, you don't treat it like it's a piece of clothing or something, or some new shoes, you know what I'm saying? Do it because that's who you are.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, like, some people are just gay. They actually just are gay. But I'm saying, I feel like, you know, a lot of stuff, like, they're, think about it. Being gay, and I don't know, I don't mean to sound disrespectful or anything, but being gay has never been as popular as it is now. I mean, people used to be very ridiculed for it. Some still are. And that's not okay at all. I really don't think people should be ridiculed for that. But I'm saying, I feel like it's becoming the new trend now, as in every, like, I feel like you always expect someone gay for some reason.
Because and I agree.
It really, yeah. Like, it's just becoming a new trend. Hey, being gay is, like, so popular nowadays. And I feel like that's why a lot of people, some people who are actually gay, they are gay, that's them, but I'm saying for the people who just want to do it because everybody's gay, it's like, yeah, let everybody be gay. And I think that, I don't know, it's just weird. I don't understand people, but, you know, people live their life the way they want to live it. That's all I have to say. But anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ignite at Night. If you have any questions or comments, make sure you leave it to us at igniteatnight.webs.com or shaliaholloman.webs.com. Do you think homosexuality is becoming the new trend? If so, you can tell us, tweet us,